And the show's Lauren Gilger also spoke with a DACA recipient about this, and she joins us now.
So I got a hold of Abriel Gallardo. She's a pro-immigration organization, Living United for Change in Arizona, or LUCHA. She herself is a DACA recipient as well as an activist. And we talked about what it feels like right now for those nearly 800,000 young immigrants like her who are just stuck in the middle.
Since the elections were announced in November, and of course since the beginning of the year, it has just been a roller coaster of emotions. From we're going to end DACA, we're going to kill DACA, no we're not, maybe this weekend, maybe next weekend. And that has been not only emotionally but mentally just tiring and frustrating, exhausting I will say, because it is immigrant youth like myself who not only do we have to deal with all of this mental extortion that they're trying to do, but at the same time, we also had to worry about our jobs, about our education, about providing for our families. And so while they see this as, I wouldn't say a political pawn where, you know, they talk about immigration or immigration issues because it's the platform they run on their agenda, they most of the time forget that these are lives of people that are stake. When they're talking about this, when they make the decisions, when they make this terrible recommendation.
Yeah. So right now, after what happened this weekend with the Trump administration announcing some requirements that they would have in order for this to pass, it looks like a deal might be tougher at this point. So if this doesn't happen, do you have a plan? Do you know what you might be able to do?
My DACA expires in March of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely not the one that was able to renew during this last process. And so for me, it's like continue to do what I'm doing, which is I'm currently a student at Phoenix College, continuing to work hard, continuing to save, but also contemplating, you know, like what adjustments do I have to do to start saving in case nothing gets accomplished. But I think more and more, it gives me hope and it takes a little bit of my worry. See, like, immigrant youth across the country and their families, that in this moment where Jeff Sessions, where the administration of Trump is trying to push us back into the shadows, like, we're coming out and saying we're not going back and we're going to continue to fight and organize. And today, more than ever, we need Congress to pass a Clean Dream Act. And so not only am I preparing personally for what this could mean, but also I'm going to make sure that our senators here in Arizona listen to the voice not only of immigrant youth, but of their constituents who are in favor of providing a clean protection for immigrant youth.
It sounds like a lot of this has pushed you to work harder and to speak out more.
You know, one interesting thing here in Arizona is that we've sort of had our Jeff Sessions and Trump administration for so many years that the community in Arizona had built this resistance and this resilience through all these years through former Governor Brewer, former Sheriff Arpaio, and all of that. And so ever since I remember coming to this country or to this state, I remember fighting and working hard and hard. And so it's not more than working even harder. It's more of like, how do I can use all of the power I have built as far as my skills, my political power, even though I cannot vote, but I can move people to vote. How can I put that in place that I've been working so hard for it to accomplish clean legislature that protects immigrant youth from Trump's white supremacist agenda and deportation machine that he wants to continue to build upon from the Obama administration.
All right. That's DACA recipient Abriel Gallardo. Abriel, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.